AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump made a post on his Truth Social platform saying, quote, "A whole civilization will die tonight," adding, "I don't want that to happen, but it probably will." In his post, he also said, quote, "However, now that we have complete and total regime change, where different, smarter, and less radicalized minds prevail, maybe something revolutionary wonderful can happen." Trump issued the threat today ahead of his 8 p.m. Eastern Time deadline for Iran to agree to a deal that includes reopening the Strait of Hormuz or face punishing strikes. Wall Street slid toward losses in early trading. Prices for a barrel of U.S. crude climbed to $114.87, the most since the summer of 2022, following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. In other news, AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports on controversy over a London music festival.
The organizer of London's Wireless Festival is standing by headliner Ye, the rapper formerly known as Kanye West. Ye has faced condemnation for anti-Semitic remarks and voicing admiration for Adolf Hitler. He apologized, saying his bipolar disorder was to blame. Sponsors like Pepsi and Diageo pulled out of the Wireless Festival. Director Melvin Benn says forgiveness and giving people a second chance are becoming a lost virtue in this ever-increasing divisive world. These people were in the park in London, where the festival will be held with Ye in July.
The industry's gotten to him a bit too much, and he refuses to believe there's something wrong with him.
Pre all of the quote-unquote anti-Semitic messaging or quotes he said on social media, his music resonates with a lot of people.
The performer has offered to meet members of the UK's Jewish community and show he's changed. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolball. Michigan won its second title in men's basketball with a 69-63 win over UConn in the national championship game of the NCAA tournament. Elliot Cadeau had a game-high 19 points.
I'm just so proud of myself for me to be able to say I was the most outstanding player and win a national championship at the same time.
UNC is working toward finalizing a deal with NBA title-winning coach Michael Malone. Spurs center Victor Wembanyama suffered a left rib contusion in a win over Philadelphia. Memphis matched an NBA record with 29 threes against Cleveland. MLB, the Dodgers routed the Blue Jays 14-2 in a World Series rematch. Cy Young winner Max Scherzer of Toronto exited with forearm tendonitis. NFL, three-time Pro Bowler Dexter Lawrence requested a trade from the Giants, and the Dream acquired WNBA All-Star Angel Reese from the Sky.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.